The gospel for today's Mass is taken from the fourth gospel, which is John's gospel. And as we know from the fourth gospel, it is the most multi-level creation of multiple meanings. So what gets introduced to this gospel is the beginnings of the understanding of the way in which God remains faithful and he nourishes his people. The beginning of the gospel text is really about the way in which we are promised by God to be favoured and nourished, sustained and renewed, and that evokes, for anybody who cares to look at it, not simply the prospect, which is what it points to, of the nourishment that comes through the Eucharist, but what points back to the way in which God has nourished his people in the past. And how is that? Well, most obviously, providing for them in the stories in Genesis about the provision of food and nourishment and capacity. Then also, most particularly, in the desert during the escape from captivity in Egypt and being nourished and sustained by the manna that came their way, and then the way in which that particular way of looking at God's relationship to us as the nourishing and sustaining one climaxes in the way in which we are nourished and sustained in our faith journey by God through the Eucharist, which takes us into the life of God himself, the life of God that we are able to share through the life-giving death and resurrection of Jesus, in which we get a share through our participation in the Eucharist. It's really a multi-level introduction for us into how we engage with God and how we are taken forward into God. It's really rich and wonderful. And all this unfolds through the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, but at this stage it's just beginning. So we look at the way in which it unfolds and the way in which we sustained and renewed, invigorated and nourished. The people come to Jesus and say, you know, we want to see more, we want to learn more, we want to be drawn closer to you. And then the disciples say, well, how are we going to feed all these people? They've followed us out into the back blocks, into the ways in which we're a long way from where they can be sustained. And that's when the loaves and fishes come, the five loaves and two fish that are brought in by the boy. Now, this obviously is a story about God's providence, creating something out of nothing, which takes us back to the beginning of Scripture in the book of Genesis and the way in which God does create everything for us out of nothing. And then God is able to nourish and sustain and renew, and Jesus assumes the position of God by taking the loaves, giving thanks, and distributing them to those who were looking to be nourished. And then at the end, of course, the symbolic expression of cleaning up after the meal, and the leftovers are in the 12 baskets, which are the 12 baskets for the 12 tribes of Israel. So it's a highly symbolic story. It's a rich narrative at multiple levels. Nourishment, sustenance in the immediate term, but it's pointing to what becomes the Eucharist, which is the ultimate and sustaining nourishment for the whole Christian journey.
Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.